From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Just what led to some voting breakdowns in Miami-Dade is still up for debate. Not enough resources, too many voters, too long a ballot, too many precincts in one place. Rick Stone reports about the only thing certain is that it will be at least one more day before we know who can claim Florida.
Those uncounted ballots in Miami-Dade and eight other Florida counties so far have kept President Obama from knowing the exact margin of his victory over Mitt Romney. At Precinct 449 in Kendall, Harold Fernandez had an easy time voting for Mitt Romney.
If you're ready and you do your homework and you come prepared, in and out.
But things broke down at South Kendall Community Church, where hundreds remained in line to vote for hours after the polls had closed at 7 p.m. The last person in line was Andre Murias.
It feels more like a tailgate than a voting. I think next four years, if it's like this, we'll bring a grill, a cooler. Mm-hmm. Because this is ridiculous.
Deputy Supervisor of Elections Christina White said some of the voting problems were the result of high-volume voting at ill-prepared precincts, but mostly they were the result of an unusual high number of absentee ballots and the unexpected length of the ballot itself.
It's not just that we have 20,000 ballots to review, but each of those ballots actually represents 5 or 6 pages. And we have to tabulate each and every one of those sheets of paper, which is about 100,000 sheets of paper.
Unlike the Florida election recount in 2000, the outcome does not affect who wins the presidency. Obama has been reelected no matter how Florida turns out to have voted. But it is an embarrassment. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
One man who is happy with the election results is Miami-Dade School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho. Voters overwhelmingly approved the $1.2 billion bond referendum to refurbish aging school buildings and also update and install new technology.
The committee needs to be in place to vet not only the budget, and that is why I have not released individual project budgets, is because I want to first present them to this committee. I want to make sure that they scrutinize every single element of the bond implementation.
Carvalho says that should happen in the next few weeks, and the first contracts for construction could roll out in June of next year. And as we look back on yet another unique election day in South Florida, many were glad they didn't vote early. Ariana Prothero has the story of Susie Bellamy.
She decided to wait until her usual spot at Christ Episcopal Church in Coconut Grove opened for Election Day.
I'm right down the street from it. I just knew this was the best polling area there was. I told my aunt that.
Hyatt and her aunt, Susie Bellamy, were rewarded with a nearly empty polling station. Bellamy says they also got to eat conch fritters made by the Bahamian church ladies. Not just any conch fritters, mind you, but the real kind.
The seasonings, the Bahamian, the thyme, the pepper, you know, Scotch bonnet peppers, all of that good stuff like that. Young people don't really know nothing about that now.
Bellamy says there's another thing young people don't know about.
Children of today, they don't know nothing about the Constitution. You know, people make jokes about it, but it's not funny.
Bellamy says she was happy to see young voters at the polls on Election Day. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.
A little food for thought from Election Day 2012. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?